Sunny day, everything's okay. On my way to where the air is new. Can you tell me how to get to Nanabujo? How to get to Nanabujo? Buju, Nanabujo. How to get to Nanabujo? How to ignore copyright law and steal some other show's song? Buju, and welcome back to Buju, Nanabujo, the podcast about Ojibwe language.
Yeah, it is.
And culture. I am Nanabujo, and with me today, of course, she is, as she is every day.
Get out of here.
The lovely and the talented Natasha. Ekadon Bujo, Inimu Shane. Say hello, sweetheart.
Hello, sweetheart.
And today, you know what I was thinking would be a good Ojibwe word of the day, sweetie?
What's that?
I was thinking, let's teach them the word for February.
Oh, that's a great idea.
I thought you might like that. And so, today's Ojibwe word of the day comes with a story. Because this time of year, the Anishinaabe people, in the Ojibwe language, in Ojibwe Mo'in, we would call this time Name Bine Gizus. Name Bine Gizus. It is the suckerfish moon.
Yeah, huh?
The suckerfish moon. And one of the great things about the old Anishinaabe Dabaji Mo'in, the old Indian story, is that lots of times the hero of the story is a very humble creature, you know. Like the creation story, the hero of that story is Wajushk, the muskrat. Well, in the story, the suckerfish, Name Bine, does a very noble thing. So back in the days of the grandfathers, there was a very cold winter, and all the animals, they retreated back into the deep parts of the swamp area. And the rabbits, they stopped making their morning runs. They were like, oh, it's way too cold. Let's just stay inside today. And so the Anishinaabe, the hunters, would go out, and they wouldn't find any food to hunt. And they would check their snares, and the snares were all empty because the animals wouldn't run when it was so cold. And the people, they'd eaten up all their manomen. They'd eaten up all that rice that they had put away for the winter. And so they were starving to death. And so Name Bine got together, and he prays to Gitchimanadu, the Great Spirit. He says, Gitchimanadu, hear my prayer. And Gitchimanadu says, yeah, what do you want? He goes, Name Bine says, the Anishinaabe, they are starving. And Gitchimanadu replies, yeah, I know. What do you want me to do about it? And Name Bine says, tell the Anishinaabe that if they come to the lake and they crack a hole in the ice, that they can come, that we will come to them and they can feed on us. We will give our lives to the Anishinaabe so that they may live. And Hoa Gitchimanadu was just impressed. So impressed with Name Bine's selfless and courageous act that he says to the suckerfish, he goes, listen, suckerfish, I'm just impressed. So here's what I'm going to do. I will tell the Anishinaabe what you have done here today. But in return, I will make it so you can reproduce yourself hundreds of times over. For every one of you, you will have hundreds of children. So in this way, the Anishinaabe will indeed survive because of the suckerfish. But so will the suckerfish. And this is why the Anishinaabe honor the suckerfish, especially during this time of year. But name bene Jesus. And you have been listening to Buju Nana Buju, a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Buju, and this is Natasha.
Buju!
And I will see you again.
Giga wabamin! Minawa!
Hawa!
Hawa! Oh, that was a really good story.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Buju Nana Buju is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.